morning, Clark.
Good morning.
Sorry to barge in on your show.
No problem at all.
It's a great morning today, isn't it?
Yeah,
how great the weather has been all week this week.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, this week is the National Blood Week.
It is?
And then we've got...
Hang on a minute. It is?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me a bit more about it.
Yeah, you know, we have this in the news. Health officials are asking more black people to become blood donors. More than 40,000 are needed to meet demand. So, we've got a gentleman here.
Hang on a minute. You were reading that from the newspapers?
Yes.
Okay, now I've got it right from the horse's mouth, right?
Good.
And this is what it says, word for word, right? To mark National Blood Week, which is 19th to the 25th of June. Remember that every single year.
Yeah.
National Blood Week. 19th to the 25th of June, NHS Blood and Transplant is launching an appeal for black donors. Let me repeat that, black donors.
Yeah.
And we mean you listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. To register to give blood. Now, across England, 40,000, repeat that again, 40,000 new blood donors are urgently needed to meet an increasing demand for blood to help save and improve the lives of patients with sickle cell. Repeat that. 40,000 new blood donors are needed to help save patients with sickle cell disease. You know what sickle cell disease is. And if you don't, we've got an expert in the house. Right, Clark? Is that right?
Exactly. An expert in the person of Mr. Colin Anderson, an organizational development consultant for NHSBT. First of all, what is NHSBT?
Good morning.
Good Clark. Morning. How are you?
Good, Fred. I am blessed. And yourself?
I'm too good.
Good. You two guys are great. NHS Blood and Transplant.
Yeah.
So for the whole of England and the UK, we provide blood and other organs, whether the tissues, stem cells, etc. So we do it for the whole country, collect blood. And in this case, yeah, we're specifically talking about blood donations.
So 40,000 is what you need now at the moment.
Boy, brother, man, it's not easy. 40,000 donors is who we need to get on the register. So let me help you a little bit there.
Yeah.
So the good thing is we have on our register about 10,000 donors. But you look at 10,000 compared to 40,000, that's four times. We need 40,000 donors. So we're talking about new donors adding to the register.
So when you talk about new donors adding to the register, is it just a matter of coming to register and going home or donating blood?
Okay. We want you to register, and of course we need people to donate. The key is to donate. All right, registering is great. That is actually the first step. Hey, what's the first step in climbing a mountain? What's the first step in, I don't know, eating an elephant one chunk at a time? The first step is registering. And there are a number of ways you can register.
Which ways?
Okay, so we can phone, I think it's 0300 123 2323, 0300 123 2323.
Okay, let's repeat that, 0300 123 2323. 0300 123 2323.
All right, beyond that.
That should become your motto from now on.
All right.
And then just pop over to on the website blood.co.uk. Done. That's easy.
And what are the steps? Supposedly I've been here registered with you.
Right.
How are you gonna take me through?
Okay, so what we do is send you information about where your nearest blood donor session is, whether it's a specific clinic like we have in West End Donor Center, that's in Margaret Street, just off Oxford Street, Regent Street, or in Tooting. We have specific static clinics, or we have mobile clinics around the country. We will send you information as to what session is near you, when, what time it's opening, what time it's closing. We can even offer you slots that you can come in, you know, at specific times. You've got a busy life, you know, I know what you young people are like.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
Thank you, young blood.
You know, all right. And so, you know, giving lots of flexibility for you to register and attend a blood donor session. So once you turn up there now, it's even more easy. Basically, there's a little questionnaire that you fill out, making sure that, of course, there are health, and blood checks, the questions that we ask to make sure that it's okay and it's right to give blood, okay? And then, hey, as long as you've drunk enough water, and we can give you some of that.
Are there any age limits or restrictions?
Right, now you look at me hard there. It's okay, and I'm going to judge you by your appearance. You fit in the category. As long as you're age 17, you can donate. You can donate, and then you can give blood soon as you reach age, man age. Okay, and then that's up to, I don't know, 66 or something.
That's good.
Yeah. So we're fine.
Well, let me jump in here for a second take us back a bit.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about 40,000 new blood donors needed.
Right.
Yeah, to save and improve the lives of patients with sickle cell disease.
Yes.
Right? Now, let's look at some facts on sickle cell, now that we've got the expert in the house. Sickle cell disease, from what I understand, is the most common and fastest growing genetic blood disorder in the UK.
It's
in England and the UK. That's what it says here. Have I got that right?
That's not a bad shot.
The most common and fastest growing genetic blood disorder in England and the UK. That's one fact.
That's right.
That's one fact. Second fact is this: 15,000 people have sickle cell disease.
That's amazing. And that's
the second fact.
At the point. Yes.
Okay.
Right now.
The part that kills me is 300 babies are born each year with the condition.
Okay.
300 babies.
Okay. So you can see it's growing fast. Every year that rate is going up. So the amount of blood that we've been collecting to date has been a struggle, but we've managed. But that's going to go up rapidly.
Yeah.
So that's why we need 40,000 new donors from our black community. We need donors.
Okay. Now, from you mentioned a blood type RO.
Yeah,
RO. It's actually a special subtype apparently called RO. Would you be able to shed some light on this for us?
Okay, you're going to get technical now. You know?
Oh, maybe not too technical. I'm a simple man.
So well done. You called it RO. It's a subgroup of the RH system. And it's really, you see, you have different subgroups, and it's most prevalent, the percentage-wise, is most prevalent amongst the African diaspora, okay? So that's why we need to give, and it's not just that group, there are other groups as well, but we cover the most of it and the most diversity of the RO subgroup of the, it's a blood group, which is a subgroup. And the more we give, the more likely our bloods are going to be compatible. And indeed, the recipients are less likely to make antibodies, because antibodies are a problem when you need more than one transfusion. And of course, when we're talking about sickle cell, when patients need, you know, every month they can need a transfusion. So the more you give, okay, as long as you get the right subgroups of RO, then you're less likely to make antibodies.
Okay.
So that's why we need our black donors.
Okay, so now that we've heard from the expert, why don't we hear from someone who's actually been through an incident. She can explain to us very shortly what I mean by incident, but also who at one point needed urgent blood transfusion, and she can testify to the fact that it's very important all of us go out and donate blood and do so today. We've got on the line K. Maureen Prendergast. I hope I've pronounced the name correctly. She'll correct me in a minute. K. Maureen, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So tell us what this cryptic incident means.
Okay, so basically, quite a few years ago, I was on break from uni and I went out, just go out for a night, you know, as you do when you're a teenager, well, not teenager, but early 20s. And I was in a line outside a club, just, you know, waiting to go inside a club, and an incident broke out between two people and they decided to have a gunfight on the road in London. And I was caught up in it as a bystander. Me and I think there was a few other people as well, about seven people got injured and I was one of them. Wow. And I ended up getting shot.
Oh.
Yeah. So basically what happened was I got shot in my upper arm. But where it was just above my elbow. So as you imagine, there's lots of connections there. Yes. To my fingers. And, you know, it was quite bad. And I went to A&E and I think I'd lost so much blood. They thought that I'd been shot more than once. I remember the doctor saying that to me and to my mum. Anyway, long story short, I had to have two operations that night to remove. One operation that night to remove the debris from my arm, because what happened was the bullet went in and shattered. So it went out one side, but then it left, what are they called? Pellets and some other stuff.
Wow.
And I'd lost a lot of blood, and I remember having to have blood and plasma. And I remember the doctor saying to my mum that if I didn't, I probably would have gone into shock at the amount that I had lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it was great. It saved my life. I can talk about it now. Obviously, then I was quite traumatized.
You know, we can only imagine.
Yeah.
So there you were, waiting outside the club, an innocent bystander, and some, let's just call them idiots, decide to have a gunfight between themselves.
Mm-hmm. And there was lots of girls. Everyone that was injured were young women, sort of between the age of 18 and 20.
And those unthinking idiots were, I take it, they were young men, were they?
Yeah, were young men.
Okay, wow.
And in funnily enough, they weren't injured. They were okay.
Yeah,
it's just the girls that were in between, you know, running for their life. But, I mean, it made me really appreciate the kind of value of giving blood and wanting to help. Because I remember after, when I recovered, that's what I wanted to do. I was like, no, I need to give blood. And then they said, oh, you can't, because, you know.
Of course.
Well, when you have operation in the UK.
Yes. Wow. You know what? I'm lost for words about this. So you know firsthand, really. What it means to give blood, even though you yourself can't do so.
Yeah. I always encourage everyone, like, give blood. Remember what happened to me. It's important. You know, we need it, especially with the crazy world we're living in now.
Well, at the minute, the NHS Blood and Transfusion Service is looking for 40,000 new blood donors. One, to help, most importantly, of course, to help save and improve the lives of patients. And particularly patients with sickle cell disease as well. And of course, patients like yourself, which you were once, who might accidentally get, let's hope not, accidentally get caught up in all that, what's it called, silliness, which has nothing to do with you, but you find yourself in a place where really you don't want to be. So sorry to hear about your story, but it's great testimony to the fact all of us as the people need to go out there and donate blood and do so today. Thank you, Kay-Maureen Prendergast. Yeah. I've got it right, finally, for your time on the phone with us today.
I suspect Clark will have another question about the process. But another thing that stands out to me here, looking at the figures for this, around 10,000 black people donated blood last year.
Yeah.
That is a very small figure, considering the number of black people in this country.
It's 1%. 1% of all our donors are black.
That's where my question comes in. What are the factors or stumbling blocks impeding us as a people to donate blood?
Okay. Now,
it's not just not being rude to anyone. It's not just a lack of awareness or laziness.
No.
So that's the question.
So that's the question. Yeah. So are you asking me to answer for all of
definitely, because if we are more and we are not donating, then there are certain impediments or factors, you know, in our way. So what are these factors?
Okay, I can tell you, I am a blood donor.
Yeah.
and there is absolutely nothing in the way. As long as I know and I'm willing,
yeah,
there's nothing stopping me. Okay, there are certain. So if I'll give you a simple one.
Yeah.
If you do receive transfusion, yeah, then you can't give. You can't be a blood donor.
Yeah.
If you have certain types of, if you have certain types of illness,
yeah,
okay, then you cannot be a blood donor.
Yeah.
But those are, if, for example, if you, your hemoglobin is low,
yeah,
okay, we will check that. We make sure we check your hemoglobin,
yeah,
and as long as it's high enough, you can give blood. So we're not going to take your blood if you've got low iron. For example, if we've been back home in a malaria area, okay, then you can't give for 6 months.
Okay.
Okay. But that doesn't say you can never give.
Okay.
Okay. It's okay, just to make sure that you are well enough to give.
Okay. So if I can summarize, perhaps, we're saying that as long as you're fit and healthy,
all right,
and you weigh over 7 stone 12 pounds, which is about 50 kilograms,
okay,
and your age between 17 and 66,
yes,
perhaps even up to 70 if you've given blood before.
If you've given blood, yeah, before, yes,
then you should be able to give blood.
Then you should be. So you're okay, well in those. I'm not sure about the kilograms, but all the other parameters, you're fine.
You flatter me. You flatter me.
Right. My last question will be,
yeah,
the many roles of blood include delivering nutrients and oxygen to cells,
yes,
transporting waste from cells, and maintaining homeostasis. And what's that?
Homeostasis. You just need your blood to be in the right place at the right time, performing the function internally in equilibrium. How do you like that? In equilibrium.
Oh, now that's a big word for today.
It's nothing there, more complicated than that.
Hang on, let me get the dictionary now.
that's good. Is there anything else that you would like us to know?
Is there anything? Well, you ask the question, what's stopping us? The answer is nothing. No matter what we've heard, no matter the, I've been out and asked friends and family and folks I meet around, you know, why don't you give? And they said, well, you know what? I said, why don't you register? They said, well, next time. I said, okay, what is it that's stopping you now? And it's just that first step. There's absolutely nothing. You could just go for it. Just go for it. That's it. There's nothing stopping us.
Then we should all go for it.
Absolutely. Go for it. Go for it. But actually, the hashtag that is being used at the minute is give blood. Hashtag give blood. Blood.
You got
and
it.
Hashtag I'm there.
I'm there.
Yeah? I'm there.
It's been nice talking to you.
Blessings, man. Blessings. Thank you. Talking to you, gents.
That was Colin Anderson, who is an organizational development consultant for National Health Service Blood and Transplant.